Virginia's barrier islands are moving, and fast. Dr. Christopher Hine and his team at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science have been studying the island's movements over the past 140 years.
During storms, you have waves overtopping the beach and the dunes and pushing sand back into the marsh behind the barrier and covering that barrier. This is happening on some of the islands out there at rates of up to 20 or 30 feet per year.
Hine says that the island's movements can have significant effects on how hurricanes impact Virginia's coast. The movements can also have economic impacts as well.
These marsh habitats are used as nursery grounds for fishes, oysters, some crabs as well. Different species all live in these environments. And to lose 10% of that marsh environment simply due to barrier migration means a loss of the economic services provided by that back barrier environment.
The team found that a combination of significant storms like Hurricane Matthew last year, a lack of sand in the environment, and rising sea levels have been the main reasons behind the island's speedy movements. Hine says that the team will continue their research to better understand the barrier islands and their place in the local ecosystem. I'm Nate Gilmore.